Sports Time today is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Looking at sports, the high school football season is underway. Several scrimmages have been held this weekend. The real games beginning on Friday night, some on Thursday, most on Friday night, August 21st. High school soccer practice will get underway this week, and the Richland Center Hornets soccer team will host the Alumni Legends coming up for the 26th annual RCHS Alumni Soccer Game at 11 this next Saturday, August 22nd. Varsity versus the Legends. The Legends can contact Rick Piasecki for more information. It's hometown in baseball this weekend. Games include Cross Plains at Ashton. It's a Northern Section final coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And also, it is a semifinal in the Western Section. Belleville is at Verona, and Blanchardville is at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb as well. The Brewers lost 3-1 on Friday night. Andy Pages and Tommy Edmond homered to help the Dodgers win the second game of the four-game series after the Brewers rallied to take the opener 5-4 the previous night. The game is going to be played tonight on the West Coast, Game 3, with The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, pitching for Milwaukee. First pitch time is set for 6:15. You can hear the broadcast of the game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE FM 107.7. Pregame gets underway at 5:40. The Brewers placed right-hander Abner Uribe on the 15-day injured list due to a forearm flexor strain and recalled right-hander Grant Anderson from AAA Nashville. Uribe, a 26-year-old, had an MRI that did not show a serious injury, and he was able to play catch. There is no timetable for a return. Uribe was on a run of 21 consecutive scoreless outings dating back to June 20th. He did walk two batters in his most recent outing Sunday against the Minnesota Twins. Also, Joshua Baez became the first player to hit three home runs in his first three at-bats in the major leagues, leading the Cardinals to an 8-4 victory over the Cubs today. The 23-year-old left fielder, called up from AAA Memphis earlier in the day, hit the first pitch he saw into the Wrigley Field bleachers, then homered in his next two at-bats. He also drove in a total of five runs. Blaze Jordan and Alec Burleson added solo home runs to help the Cardinals win a day after dropping the opener of the three-game series. The Blue Jays put six-time All-Star Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on the seven-day IL today because of concussion symptoms and selected outfielder Daz Cameron from AAA Buffalo. Kyler Murray led a drive that ended in a field goal in his first game action since being named Minnesota's starting quarterback. New York's Jackson Dart threw for a touchdown after passing a concussion test, and the Vikings beat the Giants 13-10 in each team's preseason opener. Murray completed two of his three passes for 10 yards, while backup J.J. McCarthy was 4 of 7 for 34 yards. In John Harbaugh's first time on the sideline as Giants coach, Dart was sacked twice on six dropbacks and had a touchdown pass to Malachi Fields. Minnesota lost Jamal Adams to a potentially serious injury. Also in sport news today, the Seattle Seahawks and cornerback Devin Witherspoon have agreed to a four-year, $132 million contract extension. The NFL has suspended Atlanta Falcons edge rusher James Pierce Jr. for the first eight games. This decision follows his February arrest after a domestic dispute with his ex-girlfriend. That is an update on sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company, Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.